NAVMED PAPA-5010, Manual of Naval Preventive Medicine, copyright NavyBMR.com. Chapter 9, Section 1. 1. Which personnel have the primary mission of preserving unit combat effectiveness by providing informed technical information to the commanding officer or officer in charge concerning preventive medicine and environmental health? Preventive Medicine, PrevMed. 2. What is one of the most important functions of any military medical service? Disease prevention. 3. Over how many hospital admissions in World War II were caused by cold injuries? 90,000. 4. Over how many man days were lost during World War II due to arthropod-borne diseases? 16.5 million. 5. Which centers prepare in-depth disease vector risk assessment profiles? Navy Disease Vector Ecology and Control Centers. 6. Which report provides information to the commanding officer about the course of events during the deployment and presents problems as they occurred? After Action Report, Alpha Alpha Romeo. 7. How many phases should the After Action Report be separated into? 3. 8. Within how many days after mission completion must personnel deployed for less than 6 months submit their After Action Report? 15. 9. Within how many days after mission completion must personnel deployed for 6 or more months submit their After Action Report? 30. Section 2. 1. Who are responsible for providing sufficient potable water for the population to be served? Engineers. 2. Which type of water includes lakes, rivers, streams, and ponds? Surface. 3. How many feet at a minimum must groundwater sources be located from all existing sources of contamination, as well as being situated so that the drainage is away from the well or spring? 100 feet. 4. What is usually used to accomplish desalinization of salt water? Reverse osmosis water purification unit. 5. What is the most common field water purification system in use? Reverse osmosis water purification unit. 6. What is a transportable, quick-response water purification system capable of aerating, clarifying, filtering, and disinfecting contaminated water? Urtilator. 7. What is the most common method of disinfecting potable water? Chlorination. 8. What is the preferred type of chlorine agent because it comes in granular form, has a long shelf life, and is readily available from the Navy stock system? Calcium hypochlorite. 9. What is the most common type of chlorine agent used by municipal water treatment plants? Chlorine gas. 10. Which process is used to disinfect water containers and distribution systems initially before they are used or when they have become contaminated? Superchlorination. 11. Superchlorination is accomplished by chlorinating the water in a container or distribution system to at least 100 parts per million FAC and holding it in the container for how many hours? 4. 12. A rule of thumb for the minimum amount of water required for advanced-based medical facilities is how many gallons per medical treatment bed per day? 65. 13. How often at a minimum must the FAC residual of all water supplies be determined? Daily. 14. How often at a minimum must field water supplies be bacteriologically tested? Weekly. Section 3. 1. Who is responsible for inspecting all food items at the time of receipt? Food Service Officer, Foxtrot Sierra Oscar. 2. How often per day at a minimum must all bulk storage refrigerators and freezer temperatures be read? 3. 3. How often at a minimum should refrigerated space be emptied and thoroughly cleaned? Weekly. 4. Field reefers, as a general rule, will be maintained at or below what temperature? 40 degrees Fahrenheit. 5. Room temperature must not exceed which temperature when thawing frozen food at room temperature? 80 degrees Fahrenheit. 6. Potentially hazardous foods which have been held between 40 degrees Fahrenheit and 140 degrees Fahrenheit for more than how many cumulative hours must be disposed of as garbage? 4. 7. How many metal GI cans are used to set up a field dishwashing unit? 5. 8. In emergency situations where hot water is not available, messing utensils can be sanitized by immersion in a 50 parts per million FAC solution for how many seconds? 60. 9. What must be constructed to dispose of wastewater from the food service area in the field? Soakage pits. 10. What is the current meal ready to eat shelf life? 48 months. 11. What are the main components of tea rations? Tray packs. 12. Up to how many servings of food can be provided by tray packs? 36. Section 4. 1. Which personnel should provide technical assistance in the fabrication, location, and maintenance of field waste disposal facilities? Medical department. 2. How often, at a minimum, must preventive medicine personnel inspect field waste disposal facilities to ensure they're being run in a sanitary manner? Daily. 3. How many inches deep are cat holes? 6 to 12 inches. 4. How deep are straddle trenches? 2.5 feet. 5. How many feet away should latrines be from the nearest natural water source? 100 feet. 6. How many feet away should latrines be from the nearest birthing area? 50 feet. 7. How many yards away should latrines be from the nearest food service area? 100. 8. How many people are straddle trench latrines designed to accommodate? 25. 9. How deep should the pit for a deep pit latrine be at a maximum? 6 feet. 10. Which type of latrine is desirable where the soil conditions are hard, rocky, or frozen? Burn barrel. 11. How many feet deep is an 18-inch diameter hole bored down for bored hole latrines? 15 to 20 feet. 12. How many men are served by one urinal? 100. 13. How many people can be served by one soakage pit? 200. 14. What is the most effective device for removing grease between the field mess and each soakage pit? Baffle grease trap. 15. Burials for garbage must be at least how many feet away from any natural water source and from the field mess? 100 feet. 16. How many people will pits service for one day for garbage needs? 100. 17. What is constructed to dispose of garbage when staying for 2 or more days in one location? Continuous trench. 18. Which garbage disposal method is often used in camps that will be used for a week or more? Incineration. 19. How many feet at a minimum must incinerators be located away from the camp area and flammables? 50 feet. 20. What is defined as dry disposable waste resulting from almost all of man's activities? Rubbish. Section 5. 1. What dictates the direction of heat flow from or to the body? Ambient air temperature. 2. Which type of heat is produced by the reflective energy of the sun or equipment in close proximity to a human body? Radiant. 3. Alcohol should not be consumed for how many hours prior to heat stress? 24. 4. Heat cramps primarily result from the excessive loss of which substance through sweating? Salt. 5. Which condition occurs when there is excessive pooling of the blood in the extremities, making it so the brain does not receive enough blood? Heat syncope. 6. Which condition results from peripheral vascular collapse due to the excessive water and salt depletion? Heat exhaustion. 7. What should not be used to treat heat exhaustion? Aspirin. 8. Which condition results from the collapse of the thermoregulatory mechanism? Heat stroke. 9. What is the optimal period for heat acclimatization? 3 weeks. 10. What is the single most important factor in avoidance of heat injury? Adequate water intake. 11. How many minute intervals should personnel exposed to heat consume water? 10 to 20. 12. What is the optimum temperature range for drinking water? 50 to 60 degrees Fahrenheit. 13. What is the most effective means of assessing the effect of heat stress on the human body? Wet bulb globe temperature index. 14. Which color flag is flown when the wet bulb globe temperature index is less than 80? White. 15. Which color flag is flown when the wet bulb globe temperature index is between 80 and 84.9? Green. 16. Which color flag is flown when the wet bulb globe temperature index is between 85 and 87.9? Yellow. 17. Which color flag is flown when the wet bulb globe temperature index is between 88 and 89.9? Red. 18. Which color flag is flown when the wet bulb globe temperature index is at or above 90? Black. 19. How many points are added to a measured WBGT when wearing body armor or NBC protective uniforms? 10. Section 6. 1. Cold injuries are more likely to occur in frontline troops and predominantly those below which rank? E-4. 2. Immersion syndrome is a serious condition which may occur in as little as 24 hours in environments where the water is below what temperature? 50 degrees Fahrenheit. 3. Which condition occurs from exposure to ambient or wind chill temperatures below freezing? Frostbite. 4. Which condition is the general cooling of the body's core temperature? Hypothermia. 5. How many minutes can hypothermia happen under extreme conditions? 5. 6. What percentage of body heat loss can be through the head? 75%. Section 7. 1. Which type of diseases are transmitted from a carrier to a susceptible host? Communicable. 2. What is the key to a successful disease control program? Prevention. 3. Which type of diseases are transmitted under natural conditions from vertebrate animals to man, either directly or indirectly, by vector-borne means? Zoonotic. 4. What is an infestation of lice on various parts of the body? Pediculosis. 5. What is an infectious disease of the skin caused by a mite? Scabies. 6. Which series contains regulations pertaining to communicable disease reporting? NAVMED COM Instruction 6220.2. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.